U.S. greater than 17 Yo in Kelantan remanded for molesting his nieces, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz 17 Yo in Kelantan remanded for molesting his nieces news. Malaysian poverty benchmark revised after 15 years, now at IRM 2208. 16-year boy allegedly tricks machines into buying insufficient PS4 packages and gives fake controllers. Ex-sportsman saves woman's child after she flings him from third floor of burning building. Irresponsible Malaysians are throwing trash everywhere in this KL apartment. Watch, lost puppy reunites with owner by going to its usual vet for help. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. 17-year in Kelantan remanded for molesting his nieces. 24-year who worked as garbage collector to pay for studies is now a Harvard law student. Meet the woman who quit her corporate job before MCO to start an online jewelry shop. Meet the young Malaysian florist who crafts stories using flowers. Meet Rashida, the talented Malaysian who reports news in Mandarin. People Features Lifestyle, Sunway Pyramid Ice is reopening on the 11th of July 2020. Roti Canai Alar, the new food sensation in Kelantan. Enchanting spots for an exciting escapade, here's why machines need to visit Sabah for a memorable getaway. Coriander bubble tea actually exists and people don't know how to feel about it. Restaurant in India serves mask parotas to spread awareness. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. This cinema in Terengganu doesn't allow men and women to sit together and here's why. Want a calming, aesthetic, plant-filled Instagram feed? Follow these four accounts. Here's why Kanye West would be a way better president than Donald Trump. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Wanting to help out another person in need, netizen at DanielXPRUK took to Twitter sharing the story of a woman asking for public funding to help her lodge a police report against her 17-year-old brother-in-law who molested her two daughters. Seriously, we can't believe that these things are still happening. In her status, she writes, I am pleading members of the public to help me report my brother-in-law who molested my two daughters, aged 7 and 4. The incident took place in Pasir Puda and it happened when I was in Jengka, Pahang visiting my sick mother. Having received the story firsthand from her own daughter, she revealed that she was forced to perform oral sex before her uncle proceeded to rape her. I have no vehicle to drive and bring my daughter to the police station in Pasir Puda to lodge a report there. The story, however, did not end there. My husband and I were stopped by my in-laws from making a report in fear that it will tarnish the family image. But what about my daughter? What about her future? I just want justice for both my daughters. In the tweet thread, it was shared that a report has been lodged in Jengka, Pahang and has been delivered to the Pasir Puda police station. The system has transferred the case to Pasir Puda. They fear that there may be a delay in the reporting process, which in turn will tamper with the medical report. Quote, which leaves the family only with the issue of monetary funds needed to make the trip from Jengka to Pasir Puda. Further explaining why the family is currently having financial difficulties, at DanielXPRUK explained, the husband is currently facing an IRM 100,000 debt and is facing bankruptcy. After successfully gaining some crowdfunding, we are glad to report that the suspect is currently in police custody. The mother writes, the culprit is now in police custody and is currently under investigation. I am in the process of going through medical checkups for my daughters. pray that the process will go on smoothly and may the culprit be met with swift justice. Let's hope that the action of her brother-in-law will not have a lasting effect on her daughters. Also read, Malaysian teacher openly promotes rape culture, apologizes saying it was not his intention.
Source,
Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter source, Twitter share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.